This one is for my husband, who thinks he doesn't help. For Elizabeth and Lynn at Dream Spinner, who do. And for my family and friends, for all theirs. Chapter 1. It was hard to explain what it was that woke him. Even trying later to put the experience into words, Jude found it impossible. One minute he was lost in a dream, the very next he was wide awake, panting, sitting up in bed in a cold sweat. What in the world? He felt like he was drowning and squeezed in a vice all at the same time. When he tried to go back to sleep, that proved futile. The overwhelming feeling of dread would not budge. He needed to get up or something horrible would happen. So, even though it made no sense, he rolled out of bed and went to the bathroom. Looking into his own dark brown eyes in the mirror, he realized that maybe it was just his own life that had him awake at 3 in the morning. Lately, it seemed like a pit had opened up and he couldn't pull free. Nothing was going right, and with no end in sight, it made sense that panic would leap from his subconscious, where he kept it pinned down all day, and grab hold of him while he was sleeping. But even as he told himself that the fear was logical, he still couldn't shake it. Maybe if he took a walk, he'd feel better. His one-bedroom apartment felt small suddenly and claustrophobic. He had to get out. After pulling on jeans, a heavy wool sweater, and hiking boots, 26-year-old Jude Shea made his way from his brownstone toward the park. It was slow going, colder than he thought it would be, but being outside worked to clear his head. He felt calmer, steadier, grounded, until he heard the growling. Turning the corner, he realized that he had made a left instead of a right. He had meant to take the path over the footbridge, but had ended up going under it instead, and now found himself at the mouth of a small tunnel. From where he was, he could see the moon-washed path on the other side, could see the barren trees and even the wrought-iron fence, but between him and that was the total darkness of the creepy, smelly tunnel. And something close by was growling. It took only a second to decide to reverse his course and go back, but in that heartbeat of time he felt something resonate inside him. It was the pulse again, the same throb, a pressure that pushed against him like a sonic wave, like something or someone was calling to him. Jude had never felt anything like it and found it hard to process, to categorize. There was no pain, just the feeling of falling, like the first drop on a roller coaster. He shivered hard, deciding quickly that nothing would keep him from moving forward. The pull was too strong to ignore. He had to find whatever it was he was outside in the cold looking for, because maybe if he found it, the hollow feeling in the pit of his stomach would go away. He could only hope. As Jude strode into the dark tunnel, he felt stupid for even hesitating. The growling had obviously been just the howl of the wind. He was not a woman who had to worry about being attacked, and at 5'11" and covered in lean muscle, there were not a lot of men who could hurt him without a weapon of some kind. Really, the only thing he had to worry about at all was finding a job. Having been looking for one for the last 2 weeks, he was exhausted. He had no business being out of bed at 3 in the morning looking for what? Something that had drawn him with its siren call? It was crazy, and yet he plowed on through the pitch black of the tunnel to the other side. When he emerged, the second he came around the corner, he saw them. There were 4 dogs in all, 3 on their feet and 1 on the ground. The 3 that were hovering were taking turns biting and clawing at the prone figure. The snarling was loud, the attack was vicious, and the dog that could no longer fight back would be dead soon. A feeling of relief washed over him, and he knew, beyond anything remotely logical, that he was there to save the dog. He yelled, and there was instant silence but for the moan of the wind. It had rained earlier, and between the wet chill in the air, the black shapes outlined against a dark charcoal sky, and the way the leaves blew across the path, there was an eerie feel to the night. When the dogs turned on him and charged, heads lowered, he felt as though he were facing some primordial foe instead of feral dogs in the park. Even for someone as rational as Jude, there was a second of horror before he heard the laughter. Turning, he saw the group of people emerge from the tunnel. 4 men, 3 women, and the first guy on the end reached under his jacket as he called out, "Hey man, you all right?" The guy had a gun, and normally a man with a gun outside of law enforcement would be a concern, but right then,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?